Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome back. Miss Rachel, I've got a great question for you. I say that, but audience, we're just pulling these questions at random, but Yes. Here we go. Oh, what is your favorite animal, and what is it that you like about this animal?
Okay. My favorite animal is a unicorn.
Miss Rachel, I don't know if you know this.
It's
you know what?
Not
I don't know
real.
Our listener age.
It's not
okay,
real.
I was going to say that. All
it
right.
is not naturally occurring
yeah.
in our
current
in our great
reality.
Amazing universe that God has created.
Yeah.
So if we are talking about what God has created, now he did create somebody's mind and that person created the unicorn.
Yeah.
So that is a thing. But my favorite animal is a kangaroo.
Oh. And so what features about it? What makes you like the kangaroo?
It has pockets.
Yeah. And known to be like great mothers too.
Yes.
I thought that might be where you went. No, it's because they got pockets.
Yeah, it's got a pocket to keep their babies.
Yeah.
Yes. When my kids were little, I loved carrying them in, what you would call like a baby Bjorn or a wrap or something like that. And I loved having them that close to me. So, and I just really love pockets.
Yeah.
Because I can put stuff in them.
Yeah, I feel
and
like
all
women want a dress with pockets.
Yes.
Like that is a feature that is not always there.
Yes.
That needs to be there.
It is the ultimate. It is absolutely the ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you, Brian,
yeah.
what is your favorite animal?
Oh, that's tough. Because, again, I was thinking through just like, I don't want to say normal animals, but like I wasn't thinking mythical, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If I were to go mythical, like a dragon's like just super cool. Again, would love to ride on a dragon, would love to own a dragon.
Yeah.
I get that there's a lot of issues probably with that and space and time and all that kind of stuff. So, but if I were to go like real practical world animal, I think I would go with like a gorilla, which is, you know, I think they're really cool. They're super smart. We were just at the zoo with the boys, and like they're just giant creatures. And I think what I like about them is there is emotion, there's expression. They feel like an animal that can care and show compassion, kind of like a dog.
Yes,
my dog certainly does. But just yeah, I think that would be. I'm going to go with gorilla. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I don't want to pick like cat or dog or
something like that. I totally understand.
So here's where I want to change the question. We call it flip the script, where children. Or students, I want you to ask this of your parents, is ask them what their favorite animal is. But here's the follow-up. Here's where I want you to change it, is to go, and how does that make you a great parent, right? Because I was thinking kangaroo again. Like,
yeah.
I think that's an easy one. But Miss Rachel, how does a kangaroo make you or help you think about being a better parent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the care that the mom has for the little roo. I'm thinking of Winnie the Pooh, Kanga and Roo.
Yeah.
The care that she had for them and just being together. And I think of wanting to catch that time with my own girls and having pockets, right on them, just made for it. I also think about how the kangaroo can jump so high. When we went to Animal Kingdom a few years ago in Orlando, they had a kangaroo exhibit, and I can just remember seeing them jump around and just being in awe at how they could do that. So I feel like I do jump around as a parent, to try and not only protect but be there and be a guiding force for them. Like my kids are at the age where I'm not parenting them anymore. I'm watching them make decisions based on what we did, my husband and I did, Todd, as parents.
The foundational stuff built to that trust, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You released them from the pocket.
I did.
They got out there. Those little Joeys went and jumped around.
They did, Joeys. That's what they're called. They're not little roos. I love it.
No,
thank you, Brian.
Absolutely.
Thank you for knowing that. What about you?
Yeah, with the gorilla, I talked about how big and emotional and expressive they can be. And I think for me as a parent, if my kid were to ask me this question today, I think that's where I want to be with him, is I want to be a place where that reflects emotion, understands emotion, can bring compassion, can can love and hug him in a way that, like, he feels understood and known. Not that I think a gorilla could do that. Like, I don't know, right? I've never been hugged by a gorilla.
Yes.
But I feel like it's there. As I think about what that gorilla does or means, or the last time I even saw them at the zoo, I think that's part of it. I think the other piece is I love watching when we were just there. Again, way too close to a zoo trip for me to have this conversation right now. But they were chasing each other around and playing. And, like, I want to be that kind of parent that plays with my kids, that has that kind of fun. Yeah, shows that kind of paternal or maternal instinct, right? Whether it's through gorilla, any normal parent would, I think. But yeah, that's where I want to be. That's what I see in the animal that I like about it, and I want to maintain in my parenting. Gosh, that's a tough question. Sorry.
It is. It really is. Let's think of it from a preschooler's aspect.
Yeah.
They might think of maybe a creature that, like, they may be what I said first, you know, like a unicorn or whatever.
Yeah.
And then an elementary school kid might think of a tiger or a bobcat. But I love how you ask the question of, and what characteristics would you want to be?
Yeah.
Now, if we're asking it to the preschooler, what characteristics do you see in this animal that you want in yourself? That you see in yourself.
And if they answer feathers, right?
Like, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, tell me more about the feathers or anything like that. But yeah, so that's how I'm thinking for a preschooler or an elementary schooler. What do you think about a middle schooler or a high schooler?
Again, I think this question is great for a middle schooler because they're going to pick an animal and they're going to know and define why they like it, which is just good to know about your kid. Then too, I think with a high schooler, pushing it that next level, scaffolding that question of going, okay, you've told me what your favorite animal is, but why do you like it? And what does that say about you?
Yeah.
Get them to express about it. A cool activity you could do with this, set out a bunch of pictures of different animals. And you can go, hey, I want you to pick the animal that you think describes me or that describes you. It could be a fun family like thing.
Yes.
You know, I've seen it done in different shows with like dogs or cats. Like,
yes.
You can have a lot of fun with this, but
yes.
Let's take a few minutes, wherever you are, catch some time, ask this question, delve a little deeper, build some scaffolding on it, flip the script, all the things, and ask it real quick, and then we'll come right back. And we're back in episode 10, talking about animals, talking about how they express us, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
Miss Rachel, if you were a dog,
yes,
what kind of dog would you be?
I would probably be an Australian Shepherd. Remember how I talked about jumping all the time?
Yes.
Australian Shepherds
dogs.
Are very active, like to catch things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had an Australian Shepherd. She was my shadow.
Do you feel like you're a herder as well? Like herding children around the building?
Yeah. I didn't even think of that until you said that, Brian. That is exactly what I am. I'm like, yes, children, come and learn about Jesus.
But also, like, I feel like, again, I'm speaking to Miss Rachel's personification as a dog, but but like also protective, right? Like, I'm watching over this flock.
Yes.
I am their shepherd.
Oh,
absolutely.
Gosh. Very protective. Very protective.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, what about you, Brian?
I think of myself as like a bulldog. Like, I'm there to chill. Like, I can be a bully. I can be kind of tough.
Yeah.
And I want to be tough for you. But really, I just want to lay around the house and take naps.
And take naps.
And my bulldog farts a lot. So that helps. His name is Batman. Anyway, just putting that out there.
Oh, Batman, you have the best life ever.
Oh, he does.
Oh, my
goodness.
He just
moves around the house napping. And I go, that's my spirit animal.
Yes.
Well, thanks for joining us on Catching Time.
Awesome.
Let's keep going.
All
see
right.
You guys.
We'll see you next time.
This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.